when Adam ate the fruit, which was probably a fig and not an apple, by the way. After all, Adam and Eve did sew fig leaves together to make clothes immediately after eating the fruit. And this would also explain why Jesus cursed the fig tree, saying, "May you never bear fruit again." But when they ate the fruit, it severed our relationship with God, putting us under the dominion of Satan. And according to the fathers of the church, ceded a certain amount of authority over our bodies to the demons. This means the demons can tempt us. And for the majority of people, it stops there. This is the normal activity of demons, and something that we all have to endure. However, through our free will, we can open the door to extraordinary activity from demons. This is usually done by breaking the first commandment: "I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me," either by overtly worshiping other gods or dabbling in the occult. In the ancient world before Christ, Satan and his demons presented themselves as gods to be worshipped. Psalm 95:5. "For all of the gods of the Gentiles are devils." Zeus, Aphrodite, Isis, Osiris, Odin, Thor, and all the ancient pagan gods are in fact demons. Do you really think the ancients prayed to these gods for centuries without any results? One of the reasons the Romans persecuted the Christians was because they believed the old Roman gods had stopped listening to them after the Christians arrived. They were no longer getting their prayers answered. Now, this is because Christ won the victory over Satan at the cross, and Satan and his demons were no longer allowed to pretend to be gods once the Christians showed up, so that the gospel could spread all over the earth. Revelation 21. "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit, and shut it, and sealed it over him, that he should deceive the nations no more." This will change once the 1,000 years, which is figurative and not literal, is over and Satan is released for a short time for the final battle. Revelation 20, verse 7, "And when the 1,000 years shall be finished, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go forth and seduce the nations." According to St. Robert Bellarmine, when Paul said in Romans 11:25 that blindness in part has happened in Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles shall come in, that means that when the fullness of the Gentiles have entered the church, what is left will return to worshiping the old pagan gods. We are already seeing the beginnings of this. Demons may not be able to pretend to be gods, but they can pretend to be fairies, elves, aliens, a ghost, your dead grandmother, anything to have you look to them rather than God, which is still a violation of the first commandment. Demons can act on us physically, manipulate our senses. They have access to our imagination, so they can cause us to have visions, put images, thoughts, and ideas in our head. They can manipulate our emotions, causing us to be sad or depressed, happy and elated, and even give us sensible consolation. This means you can pray about something, get an idea in your head, receive consolation, you know, the warm and fuzzies, and you think it's from God, but it could actually be from the devil. And you cannot tell the difference. I don't care how holy you think you are. You're not holier than Padre Pio, St. John Vianney, or St. Teresa of Avila, who all had difficulty telling the difference. This is why we never go by emotion in our spiritual life, which of course is a major flaw in Protestantism, and why they are so divided. The Holy Spirit guides the Catholic Church on matters of doctrine, not us individually. If the spirit you are talking to tells you something contrary to a dogma of the Catholic faith, it is not the Holy Spirit you are talking to. Demons can move things around physically, chairs, lamps, etc., make people levitate. They can't read our minds nor predict the future, but since they are so much more intelligent than we are and have access to information that we don't have, and since they've been around from the beginning of time and they're all connected, it can seem like they can read our minds and tell the future. If a human makes 10 predictions, 3 or 4 will come true just by chance. If a person is very knowledgeable in a particular area, such as the stock market, they may get 7 or 8 out of 10 right. A demon may be able to get 100 predictions right before getting one wrong. This is why we are not to go to psychics, mediums, or play with tarot cards, Ouija boards, or other forms of divination. It is all controlled by demons. Most psychics and mediums are frauds, but there are few out there, whether they know it or not, who are being led by demons. That's why they can astonishingly tell people about their past. The demons, who have been here and watching us all our lives, reveal those details to them. The demons will also pretend to be dead relatives through these means. And again, since they've been watching us and are all connected, they can reveal things to the psychic medium or Ouija board that, quote, only that person would know. They will often claim that they are lost or trapped and can't find their way. When a person dies, they go to Jesus for their particular judgment. After that, they go immediately to heaven, hell, or purgatory. No one gets lost on the way or trapped or needs help finding the light. That's a trick of the devil. The spirit world consists of God and the angels and saints in heaven, the souls in purgatory, and Satan, the demons, and damned souls. And that's it. And it is strictly forbidden for the living to talk to the dead. Leviticus 19:31. Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists. You will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. The angels and saints in heaven and the souls in purgatory will not break this commandment. Only those in hell, demons and damned souls, will try to get us to break it. There can be one-way communication. We can ask angels, saints, and the souls in purgatory to pray for us. Or God can allow an angel, saint, or soul in purgatory to appear to us and give us a message. But this is extremely rare and not sought after. If you seek it out or ask for it, you're going to get a demon, period. But when it does happen, it will appear, give the message, and leave. Sometimes very limited interaction is allowed. But anything that wants to have a conversation and develop a relationship is not from God, regardless of what it is pretending to be. Your dead relatives, spirit guide, a fairy in the forest, even the Virgin Mary or other saints. Yes, the devil can appear as the Virgin Mary and other saints and angels. 2 Corinthians 11:14. For Satan himself transformeth himself into an angel of light. The Bible does give us a way to discern these spirits. 1 Corinthians 12:3. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. 1 John 4:2 and 3. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit which does not confess Jesus is not of God. But these spirits are tricky, and it can still be difficult to discern. Saint Anthony of the Desert had trouble telling the difference. Saint Padre Pio asked the Virgin Mary to stop appearing to him, since he had trouble telling when it was her or a demon pretending to be her. And it takes the discernment of the Church to determine if an apparition of Mary, for example, is authentic or not. So what are the ways we open the door to the extraordinary activity of demons? Extreme sinful activity, such as murder, practicing witchcraft, Satanism, New Age religions, consulting psychics and mediums, Ouija boards, tarot cards, and any other form of divination, ghost hunting, turning to anything other than God for comfort about the future or afterlife is a violation of God's law. Deuteronomy 18:10. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Let's talk about ghost hunting for a minute. The people on the TV shows have major personal problems because of what they're doing, according to one of the major players in the Catholic exorcism world. He knows this because they contact him at various times. Mark and Debbie Constantino were EVP experts on the TV show Ghost Adventures. EVP is where you go to a haunted place with a special recorder, ask the ghost a bunch of questions, and the recorder will pick up the ghost's answers. An absolute violation of God's law. A lot of their recordings would say stuff like, kill Debbie. Now, their marriage got into trouble, and she ended up with a boyfriend. One day, Mark kidnapped Debbie and her boyfriend, and during a standoff with police, killed her, her boyfriend, and himself. Before he left to do this, he called this individual, who is a major player in the Catholic exorcism world, and said, I guess the thing in the house is going to get what it wants. Then he hung up. Stay away from ghost hunting. It's a major violation of God's law and a door opener to the demons to cause havoc in your life. Also, be careful with charismatics. There have been cases of possession that have come out of charismatic prayer groups, particularly from the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands is for priests and bishops. I've read several books on exorcism written by the exorcists and those closely involved, and listened to their talks. And they all talk about a case of possession that has lasted over 15 years. Exorcists from all over the world have been flown in to try to liberate this person without success. This person got possessed by laying their hands and praying over a possessed person. Also, if someone lays their hands on you and prays over you, they can transfer their spiritual baggage to you, unless it's a priest or bishop. Because their hands are consecrated, when they lay their hands on you, it's actually Christ's hands. So let no one lay their hands on you except a priest or a bishop. I'm not saying that these people are intentionally trying to hurt you, but they may not realize the spiritual attachments they have or that they can transfer it to you. Although Satanists do go to these meetings in order to spiritually infect people. There are also things that might seem harmless but can make us weak and possibly open the door. Engaging in Eastern mysticism such as yoga, Reiki, and Kundalini. Yoga, if you're just doing the exercises, that's one thing. I'm not going to say it's okay. You're still striking the poses of Hindu gods, but a lot of people do it and don't have problems, but they're doing it just for the health benefits, and intent goes a long way. Also, some movies, popular and heavy metal music. Satanists are involved in the entertainment industry, and they curse the master copies. So be careful about the entertainment that you consume. Harry Potter, it's inspired by the devil. We know this because exorcists have run into the demons that inspired J.K. Rowling's during exorcism. Yes, Harry Potter has caused cases of possession. And according to these demons, some of the names in the books are in fact the names of actual demons. And the spells in the books are actual spells. We know this because a woman in Spain burnt her house down using the spell for fire. So do we have to be concerned or scared of extraordinary demonic activity happening in our lives? Not really. Stay away from these things and you won't have a problem. Also, live a Catholic life. Go to confession, take the Eucharist, pray the rosary. Demons want nothing to do with anyone who's living a Catholic life, especially if they're involved with Mary. And confession can undo anything that you've done to open the door. Any kind of agreement you've made, whether you know it or not, the church has the authority to break any of those agreements just by you going to confession. And confession is absolutely binding in the spiritual world. Padre Pio said that Satan's a vicious dog on a leash. Stay out of the range of the leash and you're not going to get bit. Now you might say, well, what about Job? He was the most righteous man and he was attacked by the devil. And yes, even throughout history, Padre Pio, St. John Vianney, St. Teresa of Avila, it kind of seems like if you're on this side where you're really, really holy, then for your benefit and so that God can humiliate Satan, God will allow that. Or if you do the things that you're not supposed to do. But for the vast majority of us in the middle, if you stay away from the bad stuff, you're not going to have a problem. So what are the extraordinary activities of the devil? Well, that we will go over in my next video. So until then, God bless.